today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Almighty. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamu Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about hope for Allah. Be with us.
So far from you, yet to me you were always so close. I wandered lost in the dark. I closed my eyes to all the signs you put in my way. I walked every day further and further away from you. Ooh, Allah, you brought me home. I thank with every breath I take.
Today, Wednesday, is the 21st of Rajab, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 4th of Bahman, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 23rd of February, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As all Muslims all around the world, we start with the Holy Quran. For today, chapter Al-Baqarah, verse 214.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Am hasibtum an tadkhulu al-jannata wa lamma ya'tikum mathalu alladhina khalaw min qablikum مستهم البأساء والضراء وزلزلوا حتى يقول الرسول والذين آمنوا معه متى نصر الله ألا إن نصر الله قريب.
Or do you think that you will enter paradise while such trial has not yet come to you as came to those who passed on before you? They were touched by poverty and hardship and were shaken until even their messenger and those who believed with him said, "When is the help of Allah?" Unquestionably, the help of Allah is near.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Ma lana rabbun siwa.
Some of the commentators say that this verse was revealed on the occasion of the Battle of Ahzab, or the Confederate, when the Muslims got impatient and terribly terrified in the battle. So they, being surrounded by the enemy, began asking about the help of Allah the Almighty. It is also reported that when Muslims were defeated in the Battle of Uhud, a pagan reproaching them inquired, "Until when those Muslims were going to give themselves in death?" And he added that if Muhammad was really the messenger of Allah, then he would not let his companions be captured or killed. At that moment, the verse was revealed.
Allahu, 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 Allah, Allahu, 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 Allah, Allah.
For Allah. Hoping for the reward of Allah is one of the most supreme and honorable ranks of one who pursues the right path. Allah the Almighty praises those who do that. In a hadith Qudsi, Allah says, O son of Adam, if you supplicate to me, expecting my forgiveness, I will forgive you however great or many your sins be may. When a person has hope, it means that he or she is bound and attached to these names of his or her Lord. The benevolent, the beneficent. The more one knows Allah the Almighty, His names, attributes, and the dominance of His mercy over His wrath, the more his or her hope increases in Him. Had it not been for hope, the servitude of heart and organs to Allah would have ceased. The monasteries, churches, synagogues, and mosques, where the name of Allah is frequently mentioned, would have been demolished. If not for the spirit of hope, our limbs would not have performed acts of obedience.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bihi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with having hope in God, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we find that, worldly life, mostly associated with worries, problems, troubles, or other unfavorable consequences. This is something quite natural because, all these hardships and problems and concerns and worries are for the sake of educating people. People are going to be trained and receive moral perfection in this way. So you know that those people who understand that this transitory world, this worldly life, which is quite transitory, is going to be followed by a longer and eternal life, and here is the world of testing and the world of putting everybody, under trial. Everybody would make oneself. Everybody would make oneself ready for receiving these examinations and consequences to be followed by greater rewards or sometimes punishment to be followed in the world hereafter. Because of this, we find that, everybody is expected to have ultimate hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in God. Please note carefully that the eternal and boundless power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His really boundness and immense knowledge regarding everything and everybody cannot be escaped. All of us are surrounded by many powers that they direct us, and they also, give us some encouragement, and sometimes they give us some warnings. Now we find that, such was in the case with regard to the divine prophets.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
Hope and success. We can preserve our mental stability by using correct methods, a strong belief, and relying on Allah at sensitive stages of individual and social problems. Be satisfied and appreciative of what you have, such a wealth, vocation, spouse, and children. Think about their values and righteousness. Never compare your life with the well-to-do life of another, but compare it with persons who are less fortunate than yourself, because the latter will make you reassured, content, and satisfied with your blessings granted by Allah. Salman al-Farsi, the great follower of the Messenger of Allah, may Allah keep his soul in peace, says, "The Prophet devised me to consider 7 points in any case. The first one is to look at the people who lead a life lower than mine and not to the people who are higher than me. The other is to love the oppressed and accompany them.
Source of all power, my need in my darkest hour, my Lord.
Dear brothers and sisters, on the continuation of today's special from IRIB English Radio, we'll look at one of the tips for remaining hope, and that is acceptance. Yes, without accepting your life as it is, you remain focused on what was, which keeps you in the past and unable to move forward. While acceptance is not about being happy with your situation, it is about acknowledging that things have changed and then renavigating your life from there. It is important to realize that a lot of energy can be wasted trying to change the unchangeable. In a dua and supplication, we read, Allah, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Part of moving forward is accepting and taking stock of what you still have and being grateful for those things and then using them to your greatest potential.
Hope can be used by the shaitan against us to destroy our faith, to destroy our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And another hadith, he states, ثَمَرَةُ الْأَمَلِ فَسَادُ الْعَمَلِ. He says, those hopeful in the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ruin what they have to offer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm hopeful Allah is always going to forgive all my sins. I am hopeful that next year I will wear the hijab. Next year I will go to Hajj. Next year I will repent. Next year I'm going to change my life. Next week I'm going to, for example, go to the masjid and repent and change my bad habits. When we have such a hope in us, false hope, then it ruins the product that we ought to take to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if we're given the chance, and next week, next year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years from now, we live and we repent, and we die and we end up in paradise. This is the best, most hopeful scenario. There Allah says, Ya Rasulallah, tell the people, وَأَنذِرْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْحَسْرَةِ. Warn them of the day where they will all be regretful. The ones going to punishment will be regretful. Even the ones in heaven will be regretful. Why? He says, why was I in the obedience, in the state of obedience for 5 years in my life, 10 years of my life, 20 years of my life? When he looks at the position and the mercy and the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he'll say, I wish I spent every moment of my life with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking the pleasure and the satisfaction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, brothers, sisters, let us not live dreams of being hopeful that we're going to live forever. We're always going to be given a chance. Let us make sure we take the right measures.
On this episode of today's special, we spoke about hope for Allah, and generally our topic was about hope. Inshallah, we'll continue this interesting topic. Till then, fi amanah.
From the wind to the trees, to the buzzing of the bees, Ya Rabbil Alameen, your creation is a dream. From the stars to the moon, your dominion is so vast, yet your beauty isn't seen. Ya Rabbi, please accept my prayer. Ya Rabbi.
العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله عليه صلاة الله عليه بركة الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله عليه صلاة الله